Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh my God, it's Mayor Monday. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor to introduce the esteemed mayor of Hartford, Connecticut, Luke Bronin, now in his second term. Good morning, Mayor. How are you?
Good morning, Ray. I'm good. How you doing? Hope you had a good weekend.
Nice to know you're here. I hope things are going well. Hey, by the way, you know, it has been kind of hot. It has been kind of humid. How are things going in this city? Because, you know, a lot of people don't have air conditioning. That's got to be a little tough, isn't it?
And summers are always hard for a lot of families in Hartford. You're absolutely right. And it's especially hard when there are not a lot of other places to go. You know, for the most part, although we're opening actually some library space today, for the most part, the places where people go to cool down are not open. Our senior centers, our libraries, public buildings, obviously, you know, bars, restaurants, at least with limited capacity. And that makes this summer doubly hard for a lot of folks.
So what are some of the things? I know you had the pools have not opened, right? But you do have like cooling pads, which are actually kind of a neat thing.
Spray pads, you know, near our playgrounds at a lot of our parks, and those are open. And we got rec staff who are out there and helping just, you know, be there to monitor and help organize some recreation events as well. But our pools are not opening this summer.
Yeah, because it's sad. I remember, oh God, when I moved here, 92 or 93, whatever. And I remember driving down, I think it was, it doesn't matter, Buckingham, whatever. And, you know, you see all these people sitting out on the front stoop, and it was a hot summer day. I figure, you know, that's the only place you're going to get relief in some areas. You know, that's it.
I think that's right. And on hot days, that doesn't provide a whole lot of relief. So,
no, it doesn't.
You know, summer can always be a tough time, but I don't think there's any question that this is going to be a harder summer for a lot of families, just like this was a hard spring for a lot of folks.
Oh, God. Well, let's talk for a minute about that. I know you've gotten involved in this just because, well, you're the mayor, you're the guy in charge. That has to do with Jason Thotty and the whole wreck. What the heck is going on there?
Well, first of all, you say wreck. I mean, he scraped the side of his car against the guardrail, and there was no damage to the guardrail. So I think
Okay. Wreck
probably overstates it. But,
sorry, well, that's the way I work, you know.
Here's what happened. This is back on May 31st. There was a protest happening in Hartford. Chief Thotty was coming back into the city to respond to it. He was, you know, texting and talking on his phone, which slipped off of the seat. He veered off and scraped against the guardrail, and then continued on. I think this is to me one of the most important things. He reported the incident that day to our chief operating officer, and he documented the damage and sent pictures of the damage that day to our chief operating officer. So there was no effort or intent in any way to conceal the incident. And to me, that's a really significant fact. And I think that, you know, there's been a lot of confusion about this, and I'm happy to talk about this. I think a lot of that confusion just stems from the fact that, you know, neither the chief nor his staff thought of this as a top priority.
Major deal, yeah.
In the midst of, you know, pandemic and protests and nightly fireworks and, you know, a nationwide spike in shootings that has not spared Hartford. So at the end of the day, you know, I do think there are some elements of this that will warrant some discipline. But I don't believe that this is an event that should cause, you know, me or anybody else to lose confidence in our police chief as our police chief.
I think you've been involved in politics long enough to know if you get an advantage, you use it. And, you know, for example, I think I saw this in The Current, I think, or maybe NBC had it. But, you know, resolution to suspend him. Is there some kind of political thing going on there?
Well, look, let me just say, I think there are some people who have legitimate questions that deserve to be answered, and I'll do my best to do that. But I think there is no question there are other people who see this as an opportunity or see this as something that they can use to advance an agenda. I mean, look, the folks who are saying that Thody should be removed, for the most part, are the same people who are saying that the Hartford Police Department should be abolished.
Oh, well, that makes sense. That's a good place to start. Okay, then. Hey, the other thing is, you were mentioning fireworks a moment ago. Is the 4th of July over in the city now?
Well, I sure hope so. I still heard some last night. I don't know how long it's going to last. I think it is better than it was. But there's obviously something bigger at play than just people celebrating July 4th. And we've known that for a while. And you see this in cities across the country. This year has seen unprecedented amounts of fireworks activity throughout the country and here. And it's been pretty bad here. So June was really bad. I think it's calmed down partly, hopefully, just because July 4th is passed and hopefully the supply diminishes a little bit. We've also had our officers out there now for a couple of weeks with an overnight team that's responding to complaints, and I hope that's helped to make a difference too.
God. Oh, Lord. Oh, well, I guess there's nothing else to do, so what the hey, we're confined, so let's go blow up fireworks. Hey, by the way, the other thing is, and I hate to bring this up, but The Current had a story just about, it's this morning actually, after the chief had the car crash, activists are saying you're not preaching police accountability. But it sounds to me like you are.
Yeah, look, police accountability does not mean, assuming guilt. Police accountability means looking at the facts and deciding what the appropriate response is. And that's what we're going to do here. In the meantime, you know, we are pushing forward some of the most aggressive and progressive reforms that I think you'll find anywhere. You know, our city council will be considering tonight my proposal for a dramatically overhauled and strengthened civilian police review board. We are building a civilian response team, which will be responding to certain calls in place of officers, not calls involving any threats to property or to life, but, you know, things involving mental health or emotional disturbance. And we're reviewing our policies across the board, many of which are already more progressive than a lot of places. And again, in this particular case, there are going to be those people who will never agree that I've done enough or imposed enough discipline. My job is not to please everybody. My job is to do what I think is fair and right and in the best interests of the city.
And you can fix that at the next election if you really want to. So there you go. But I didn't want to say that. I don't want people to vote against you. I'm just saying. That is a remedy we have in this
society.
As you well know from your Rhodes Scholar Day. Okay. Hey, Mayor, thank you for being in with us this morning. It's great to have you on.
Always. Thanks, Ray. Take care.
All right, take care. It's Mayor Luke Bronin of the city of Hartford.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.